up in the Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, leading right into another week and fierce and fearless pursuit of the truth. That's what we do here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the United States is delivering a pile of gold at the Tokyo Olympics, but nobody is watching. The ratings for the woke Summer Games, a multi-billion dollar disaster for NBC News. Number two, the pandemic triggering waves of anger as Americans are fighting mad over the idea of mask mandates and vax requirements, plus keeping schools closed. Parents are fired up. And number one, Democrats plan to spend trillions of dollars, and it appears they have convinced a few Republicans to join them in the effort to further bury every single taxpayer in debt. And most of the wild spending will have little or nothing to do with building roads and bridges. Instead, it will be piles of far-left programs piled high with cash for decades to come. The current infrastructure bill that has support from both sides checks in at somewhere around $1.2 trillion. Nobody's quite sure, you see, because it's 2,500 pages. 2,500 pages. The original New Deal was 22 pages. But that's just a small fraction of what progressives want, by the way, the $1.2 trillion. Maybe they could set aside just a little bit of cash for President Biden so he can buy a sandwich and won't have to pick food off his chin to eat. But we'll get to that just a little bit later. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, by the way, says there are more than enough House votes. This deal looks to be put together as of late last night. This deal looks to be put together. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says there's more than enough House votes to block infrastructure if there's no reconciliation bill. You see, they want to kill the filibuster. There's no way around it. But Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are standing in the way. Two moderate Democrats saying, no, we're not going to do that. And over the weekend, Joe Manchin said there will be no carve-out, no exception for the Democrats' voting rights bill or anything else. He can't imagine, said Joe Manchin, supporting making an exception to the Senate filibuster rules in order to pass the Democrats' wide-ranging elections and campaign finance reform bill, a top priority of the far-left radicals who want to make sure their thumb is on the scale for all eternity when it comes to elections. I can't imagine a carve-out. He said we'll have more on that later. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she says if there's not a reconciliation bill in the House and if the Senate does not pass a reconciliation bill, we will uphold our end of the bargain and not pass a bipartisan bill until we get all of these investments. Rigging elections is not an investment. Rigging elections is not an investment, I can assure you of that. And she wants control of the elections. She wants it now. And they're willing to stop the infrastructure bill until the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill passes the Senate, which seems quite unlikely. In fact, I want to change directions here. I want to go to bite number six. Bite number six for just a moment, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going farther. She's sounding the alarm, is what she's doing, when it comes to this election bill and reconciliation. Because she understands that states will not allow the kind of games that would result in elections allowing ballot harvesting, mass mail-in ballots with little attention to ID requirements, and much more. Here she is. Listen to this is why she's pushing so hard trying to stop the infrastructure bill and anything else. Because unless they can get a rules change, they know that winning elections will be a lot tougher going forward. Listen to this.
Republicans are already laying the groundwork in installing state-level attorney generals and beyond to overturn the results of any state election that they frankly do not like in states where they have taken power.
That's a
and
lie.
And so even if you are successful in out organizing, they're laying the groundwork to not even certify the results of
That's
the election.
That's a lie.
They're holding essentially dress rehearsals in states like Arizona in order to do that.
No.
And I think we should be extremely alarmed, and we are setting it up to happen unless we pass very strong voter provisions against gerrymandering, voter protection rights, not just in H.R. 4, but we need the retroactive provisions in H.R. 1.
You see, gerrymandering is being dealt with at several levels, and gerrymandering has already been dealt with by the United States Supreme Court. Other states like Michigan have appointed committees and commissions to draw the new borders for congressional districts. And this is important to consider when she says, well, we need gerrymandering. That's a smokescreen, like all of it is. But you can hear the fear in her voice, because controlling the elections, that's the big takeaway here. Roads and bridges be damned. We need to control the elections so we can control everybody, and we can get rid of roads and bridges altogether and make you take a bicycle or a train. No matter how inconvenient that may be, they don't care. They will sit in their palaces on high with their armed guards and their salaries and their staff and pontificate about the rest of the country, which they know little about. I mean, let's be honest. When was the last time one of these people was in the middle of Wisconsin or Illinois or rural Ohio? I think they were in central Missouri last. I mean, when did they get out and see this country of ours? Fact is, not very often, if ever. Chuck Schumer, last time he was in Montana, look for the box, never seen it on your list of choices. Why? Because he doesn't care about it. Because like most New Yorkers, you think the whole world begins and ends in New York. The sun rises and sets on New York, and after that, who cares? Although sometimes they make allowances for Los Angeles, but really they don't care about the vast majority of America. So this reconciliation bill, and Joe Manchin said he cannot guarantee that the reconciliation package, which is intended to focus on human infrastructure, whatever that means, you can insert the word welfare. Human infrastructure means welfare. And if you support welfare, then Sam will say, that's what I support. Don't try to call it something else to hide what it really is. Be honest about your intentions. That's what we're saying. Tell us how you're spending the money, really. If it's on daycare, tell us. If it's on pre-K education, which is another form of daycare, tell us. If it's for free college, tell us. Don't tell us it's human infrastructure, which is a garbage term. Tell us what the truth is. Challenge, I realize, but get to the truth of the matter. He says he also wouldn't like to see any form of quid pro quo when it comes to working on the two bills. Senators on Sunday night revealed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The bill calls for $550 billion. This is the one that just has reached tentative approval. $550 billion in new spending over 5 years above projected federal levels. See, more spending beyond our means. When was the last time you heard the government cut anything from spending? It hasn't. Roads, bridges, waterworks, broadband, electric grids. So there's $1.2 trillion and $550 billion of it, less than half, goes to roads, bridges, infrastructure like that. We'll see whatever happens for the rest. Tens of billions for public transit, $70 billion for rail. And on it goes. Where's the rest of the money, though, folks? Where's the other $700 billion? They forgot to mention that in their outline of what they're spending your money on for the next 5 years. Seems these are important details. Don't go anywhere. We're good to get rolling right into it. We're going to lean into it further when we come back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.